Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, get involved, get engaged, figure it out, right? You know, I mean, you have to seriously think this thing through. Look at what's going on in Ohio right now. But where's Joey B? You know, remember how much they complained that George W. Bush, Donald Trump, none of these guys were fast enough to go take care of these issues and these problems or what have you. Now, maybe this is a sign of pure racism. I don't know. Remember, they said that George Bush didn't move fast enough in Louisiana because they were black folks. Well, maybe Joey B and team didn't move fast enough in Ohio because they're white folks. I'm just saying. I mean, help me understand what's happening here. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yeah, all right. It's already starting. I know. Anyway, I loved how Joe Biden went to Ukraine. I was telling somebody today at lunch, I think he went to pick up his check, don't you? No. He didn't go to deliver a check. He went to pick up a check. I mean, seriously. Anyway, always appreciate the time you guys spent with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley is going to join me after the break. And, you know, whatever is going on, whatever we're seeing happen with China and Russia, I want to know what it is. I want to know the realities behind it. Because, sometimes you guys know this already. If you're longtime listeners of the show, you know it's not always what it seems. You've got people spitting that thing the way you want to see it, the way they want us to see it. I'll put it that way. Right? So we need to get the reality of what's going on the ground. And I think General has a real clue there. He's got connections in those areas. I want to know what's happening for real. Right, because, you know, I think it's hilarious. I really do. They'll never admit to this. They'll never talk about it. They'll never fess up to it, if you would. We were so much safer under Donald Trump. Whether you want to hear it or not, I know some of you guys on the left, you hear that name and you cringe. You know what? Yeah, little Rocket Man heard that name and cringed. Putin heard that name and cringed. She heard that name and cringed. They didn't know what he was going to do. You know, that may not be such a bad thing. Let me rephrase that. The left was so worried that Donald Trump was going to get us into World War III, and look who's shoving us in that direction. Look who's making it almost impossible for us not to be into a World War III. Right? And while all this is going down, You know what the big news was today? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're considering legal action against South Park after an episode mocks both Meghan and Prince Harry. Isn't that great? That's perfect. Like we care. But since it's up there. Now think about how sensitive these people. They just came out. And I believe some of what they said was probably true, but not all of it. They just tore apart the royal family recently, right? But a royal insider has claimed that lawyers for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are considering legal action against the creators of South Park. Now, here's the problem. They are public figures. Nobody's going to take this case. You watch. Right? South Park aired an episode called the Worldwide Privacy Tour with the two in there. The Duke and the Duchess, or their lawyers, might sue Trey Parker and Matt Stone. The Worldwide Privacy Tour episode poked fun at Prince Harry's controversial memoir. Ooh. As well as the couple's Netflix, docu-series. Isn't that amazing that you have a royal? Somebody in the royal family that decides they have to put it out there for everybody to see? They whined about their mistreatment for the British press. Yeah, seriously. I mean, was he really? Right, Prince Harry, do you think he really was in the military? They gave him a cushy day, let him fly a jet, but there was no way he was going to war. Give me a break. You know, Parker and Stone, I'm not a South Park fan and or watcher. But they've known for weaving real-time politics, right? Pop culture into their shows. They always do it. They've been doing it forever. Got some pretty crude jokes. But what do these people expect? They're out there with the, oh, woe is me. They got more money than 90% of the people in the country. And they want sympathy? Are they for real? This is what we've raised. This is what we're promoting. This is what we're encouraging from these people. There's something wrong with that. Big time wrong with it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Again, you got questions? Hop up to the website, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. A lot happening. You know, a friend of mine sent me a link to something we'll talk about a little bit later, which has to do with replacing great shows with white actors with black actors, because somehow that makes it better. Unreal. Double C, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the General right after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged, but get informed first. Okay? Really. Get informed first, and then you're ready to go. Then you're ready to put up the fight. Otherwise, when you're out there telling stories and telling what you believe to be truth, and it's not, and maybe it's already even been debunked, you make the rest of us look. You really give them a reason not to believe us or to see us as fools. That's why I bring on the smart people, the guys that have a clue. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, I want to get some insight into what's going on in China and Ukraine and Russia and what have you. So, General, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the kind invitation. It's always great to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so let's get right to the brass tacks here, right? You know, we're hearing a lot of conversation around China getting involved with Russia, supporting Russia, giving them just help, whether it's equipment and people or soldiers. What does that do? Is that real or is it just a distraction?
No, it's totally real. China's been working with Russia for the last 6 months, trading of a lot of goods, as well as energy. They have formed a new alliance, which includes Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and India. So, it's a very healthy relationship. The food shelves in Russia are filled. They have everything they need. They're not a failing nation, as some people might think they are. I did an article today on a resume of what Putin said at his sort of State of the Union speech yesterday in Moscow. So I'll be happy to discuss that with you as well.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I haven't heard it, but I saw some commentary on it, and apparently he was taking shots at us for all the crazy stuff we're doing here, all the woke things and what have you, wasn't he?
Well, no, he realizes. Of course, RT Television is the largest broadcasting company in the world right now. A lot of people don't know that. They're bigger than BBC, CBS, ABC. And you have to go on RT Television, which I do, just to listen what happens, to get the other side. Biden could never even hold the water to Putin as far as intellect and his ability to plan and do things. But Putin was very professional. He was very matter-of-fact. He laid it on the line of what Russia is doing now to build up its infrastructure to be a stronger nation. Studies, college, all of those things. And, of course, he alluded to the fact that you see the dismantling of Europe and the dismantling of America, a weakening of all of these Western European countries. And he's right. That's what's happening before our eyes.
Yeah, it is amazing to watch some of these things going on. I was joking with you during the break that, you know, even looking at Joey B and where he going, he's off in Ukraine when he should be here helping some of the people here having issues and trouble. I don't know if he has anybody in his cabinet. I mean, you look at Buttigieg. I don't know if he has anybody in his cabinet that's actually an expert in the field that they were put in.
None. Not one. You can't name one. Not one.
No. And Buttigieg, you know, basically saying that this is not what FEMA does, and FEMA. I'm sorry. Is it a federal emergency management agency?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, seriously. Can you imagine if this was Trump and he didn't show up, if he was president?
He'll be there tomorrow.
Yep.
And hopefully he'll have good things to say, and hopefully he can create some relief and welfare funding for these poor residents in Palestine, Ohio. I mean, they're hurting right now. I mean, it's still there, the lingering fumes. The wimpy Ohio governor, who's a Republican, by the way, he's about as big as a wimpy guy I've ever seen. He goes down and he takes a drink of water, which comes through the main water vehicles, as you might call it, into the homes there,
right.
The whole water system. But he's not drinking it out. The farmers have wells, so he's not drinking that kind of water. I mean, it's a total fraud.
It always is when it comes to the government and that kind of stuff. It's just amazing to me. All right. Back to China and Russia and what have you. Now,
sure.
When you look at what's happening there and what's going down, you saw that Iran, I guess, is now, what are they at, 84% when it comes to enriching the uranium, which is close to, you know, weapons grade. How do you see that all playing out?
That's false. They already have nuclear weapons. They have the delivery system. They have the launch vehicles and the Shahab 3. They have the warheads to put on, and they've had that for quite a while. We're being misled to think that they don't have a capability right now to launch a nuclear weapon.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? You and I talked about this months ago, and I said to you then, I said, I don't believe anything that's coming out of there. I don't believe any reports we're getting about Iran, and partly because they lie so much, and the other part is because our government hides so much from us, right?
Yeah, but we lie more than they do.
I feel much better now. Thank you.
We lie more than they do. We lie more than anybody does. We have nobody truthful in our government. I mean, it's. I hate to say this, and, you know, that's why I formed Stand Up America, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, to stand up against what's happening with this tyranny in America. I just launched, by the way, a follow-on to America First. And as you may remember, I gave the American First name to Trump in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just launched Restore America. And we formed the Citizens Commission to Restore America. So that's the new movement. I'll send you the documents tomorrow. And we'd love to have your support.
Yeah, I will discuss it and talk about it on the air. I know many people feel the same way. I've been getting emails from people saying, you know, not just do they not want, not that they just don't want to vote. They don't want to get involved at all. They're at a point now and they're saying, look, what does it matter? Nothing moves the needle for us. The Republicans started, you know, you heard that Kevin McCarthy said originally he was going to release all the footage for January 6th. Now he's saying maybe not so much. What are we fighting for?
Yeah. Well, that's why America is awakening. It may not be awakening in California or New York or New Jersey, the awakening is occurring in Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana. People out here in the middle of America understand what's going on, Joe.
Well, we're going for a quick break. I want to come back to the coalition that's been formed between the evil ones. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Millions of Americans remain in the path of the next major winter storm. Warnings are posted in numerous spots in Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. Blizzard warnings dot much of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. The National Weather Service calling for up to 2 feet of snow through Thursday evening in places. The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for all the cleanup associated with a toxic train derailment this month in East Palestine, Ohio.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
Administrator Michael Regan promised to hold the rail company accountable. Testing of the town's air and water within the evacuation zone would also continue. Reagan and Ohio's governor both went to East Palestine today and drank the town's water themselves. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. You know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the input. You know, I always appreciate when retired Major General Paul Valley joins us because we get so much information on truly what's happening. Because the news is not, come on, we already know this. The news is not giving you the real information. And a lot of what they're giving you, or a good portion of what they're giving you, are distractions. So you're really not honing in. I mean, when was the last time anybody talked about Hunter Biden's laptop? When was the last time anybody really, you know, really hot and heavy saw what was going on in Congress right now in all the hearings that they're having? Nothing, right? We're not hearing anything because we're so focused in on what's going on with Joey B and what's going on in Ohio. Major General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
I'd just like to highlight my third book is out now. And I outlined everything, the first book, America's Endgame, for the 21st century, the blueprint for restoring America. The second, is Reality Prism. And then the third book that's now out, is Mindless War, 2.0. All three of those everybody should read because we've done really an in-depth analysis of what's happening, what we need to do. And they're all on Amazon. I had to make that plug because they're very good books.
You know, and people, you know, again, like I said, I hear from so many people that people don't read anymore. You know what? This is why we're in the shape that we're in. You need to read. You need to find out what's going on. You need to listen to guys like him and others who will give you the information you need to be able to push back. I want to come back to you talking about the new coalition of evil that's being put together between Iran and China, Russia, and so on.
It's not evil. It's not evil.
Okay. What would you call it?
Well, it's nations that are standing up against what's happening against the global elite. They are nations of Russia, China, North Korea, India, Iran. And you may call them evil, but they're playing their cards against the United States, where they view us as the evil country. And so, you know, we can lay on them being evil, but they're doing what they're in their best. And it's not that I'm supporting them all. I'm not saying that. But we have to understand these are countries of good standing. India, China, Russia, they control 3/4 of the energy of the world right now.
Wow.
And look what China controls our economy, Wall Street. I mean, we have to look at this in real terms, Joe. That's all I'm saying. And we can't
castigate. Trump took a lot of heat for saying that.
Because they look at us as evil.
Yes, I realize that. But, you know, I remember when President Trump called President Xi somebody who really cared for his people and really you know, was protecting and providing for his people. And, you know, we went nuts. But you know, the confusing part for a guy like me is I sit here and go, I see what these people are doing. I see how they're starving. I see the kind of trouble they have going on in China. They've lost millions of people to this thing. I find it hard to believe that there's any redeeming quality in that.
No, there's no redeeming quality. She's evil. The Chinese people aren't.
No.
And the Chinese Communist Party of 2.5 million out of maybe 2.5 billion people run the country. And so the government, the Chinese Communist Party, they are evil. There's no doubt about that. And so that's how you have to target that particular thing, not the country or the people. It's that leadership of Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party. They are total evil people.
Yeah, and
no
now when you get in Iran, again, another group of people, don't treat the, you know,
Ayatollahs.
What's that?
Yeah, no, you're right. The Ayatollahs are totally evil people.
Yep. Yep. And again, once these people come together, and I don't see how they can come together for any kind of coalition, because they're all going to be looking or working on these power struggles, are they not?
No, they're working together to help each other.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, That's what they're doing. They're controlling the energy market now. Saudi Arabia has committed itself to that coalition. And so they're building a coalition around the world as NATO is dismantled. The European countries are dismantled. The United States is in a dismantling, in a sense of we're completely destroying our country. And
yeah,
they're building up. They're building up and getting stronger as we get weaker.
Yeah, this is having a big effect. It has to be having a big effect on Europe and that kind of thing. So, and if they can't see it, then they deserve what comes down to them. Do they not?
They can. I had a conference call in London, out of London last week. It's horrible what's going on in Great Britain. Horrible, massive protests going on in France. The Germans, you don't know what the hell they're doing. They're so confused right now. And the Europeans, Eastern Europeans, understand what's going on, like Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia. But the traditional countries of Europe are failing. Even Sweden understands what's going on.
Interesting.
Our newsletter, which comes out every Saturday, the biggest openings are in Sweden, which is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is changing. It's changing tremendously and changing quickly, as a matter of fact, right? You know, I heard today that the American military is not ready, and they're not talking about the men either. They're talking about resources. How many planes do we have for the aircraft carriers, if you would? How much military equipment we don't have anymore that we need to have, along with ammunition? I mean, again, is this the military complex trying to get money for what they gave away in Afghanistan?
They're making millions of dollars off Ukraine. They're the ones providing the ammunition that they're doing, the vehicles. When you look at the tanks and you look at the artillery, you look at the missiles, the Raytheons, the General Dynamics, they love it. They're pocketing money just like Pfizer's done on the COVID-19. They love it. They're making money on this. Come on, America, wake up. This is what's happening.
I was talking to a congressman the other day who said that a lot of what we're giving them, or a good portion of what we're giving them when it comes to ammunition and what have you, munitions, that some of it was pretty old and coming up on its expiration date, if you would, and that it gave us the ability to restock. And I'm thinking to myself, with what? With what money are we restocking? How is this happening?
Yeah, exactly right. No, a lot of that, sure. All of our stores, as we call it in Europe, that we've had in Germany and other countries over there where we stored ammunition for years, that was my first tour of duty was in Germany. and we had to protect a lot of those storage and supplies area. Yeah, sure, they're taking it out of that. But if they take it out of that, then we have to replace it. That's the problem. The cost of replacing all of these things today as we're depleting our inventories.
Yep, no, I hear you. I am amazed at the amount of information coming at us, what we do and can't do. Could we support, could we help Taiwan if China goes after them?
Yes. We have a very strong force in the Pacific. Our Pacific fleet is very, very strong. We have a Marine division, of course, in Okinawa. We've got 26,000 of our forces in Korea. We have 25,000 maybe in Japan. So when you look at what General McInerney, my partner, has recommended, that they form PAYTO, which would be the Pacific Ocean Treaty Organization called PAYTO versus NATO. General McInerney came up with that. But anyhow, no, include Australia, include the Philippines, include the great armed forces of Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan has a great armed forces. They're very strong. They're not weak. And they have a lot of modern equipment.
Well, that's it, too. It's not just us fighting it. It would be us shoring up and or supporting them in fighting, correct?
Japan, South Korea, and so on. Oh, yeah, as a coalition, and they're ready to do it. Japan knows the threat of China. South Korea knows the threat of North Korea and China. The Philippines, where many islands have been taken over by the Chinese, as they have expanded in the South China Sea. Yeah, and Australia understands what's going on.
All right, so I've got a couple of people want me to ask you about the balloon and the $28 balloon that we shot a $500,000 missile at. And the cartel. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his information and his time with us. In general, again, always thank you for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
All right. I told you during the break I got a couple of questions for you. One was, you know, we got the big balloon. Why we waited so long, God only knows. But and we can touch on that a little bit. But some of them were making fun of the fact that we couldn't shoot down a $28 balloon with $500,000 missiles. And you would think that the pilots would have saw it and gone, "You guys really want me to take this thing down or what?"
Like, sure, some insight sure that's that what if they you have were any. Taking. Yeah, well, I don't know much more than you do, other than the fact that China's testing us. Balloon technology has been around for a long, long time. When I was in Israel, I got to see the technology that the Israelis had invented, and they put balloons up over the border between Syria and Israel and Lebanon and Syria, so they could watch everything from the Mediterranean on inland all the way across Syria. Wow. With their balloons. So, but the Chinese have been using this technology for quite a while. Of course, we use weather balloons. But the scary thing about the balloons, Joe, is that you can strap on them, and I've seen pictures that the Chinese have produced where they put missiles and rockets, hang them below the balloon, and they can then fire them overhead from a certain altitude. Now, the other thing they can do is also drop an electromagnetic pulse low nuclear weapon from the balloon over Los Angeles, for example, and it would basically take out everything that's based on chips. The chips in cars, airplanes, the electrical system would all be destroyed. That's what an EMP, low nuclear weapon, can do. And the Chinese know that. They know our electrical system, our grid system, is very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that would be one of the key targets that they would use. So this balloon technology, we have to be very aware of it. But our commanders, people have to know, our commanders have the authority to take out any threat that's imminent. They don't have to go to the president to do it. It's like a ship at sea. If they're engaged in any kind of threat against that ship, they can take action there and then. They don't have to go to the Pentagon. They will notify them, but they don't have to go to the White House. They can take out these threats. And our military needs to be more responsible if the White House is not responsible.
Man, when did this happen where they're checking with the White House to see if they can, you know, do anything, engage in any way?
Well, there? It's a chain of command, and we have very... and I've told this many times, a retired major general, but I would remove every general officer and admiral we have in the Pentagon right now and replace them with a young colonel or brigadier general that can take charge and reflect what needs to be done as far as command authority. These four-star generals and admirals are totally incompetent, and they're all woke.
Yes, you have said that many a times. I totally agree with you based on what I've seen. You know, and then I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you, but you got these lasers now that we're seeing, the green lasers that we're seeing hit in Hawaii. Done a lot of reading about lasers over the years, and the technology isn't quite there yet, but these are supposedly coming from Chinese satellites. I mean, is there any truth to this, or is this just somebody playing around?
No, they're separate. The satellites are already there. But the balloons function at a very much a lower altitude at 40 to 60,000 feet or even lower, whereas the satellites are way out in space there. So it's a total different situation. The satellites are very efficient now, and the Chinese have produced some very advanced satellites where they can actually probably launch weapons at this point in time.
Yeah, somebody just asked a question from the balloons. To your point, could they not also launch a germ and some chemical warfare or
yes.
or from
yeah.
there?
And, yeah, they just take them down, bomb dispersal, and then they can be detonated from afar. Yeah, by the electronic signal.
We should be able to pick these things off or find them anyway or see them as they start to encroach on the U.S. When you see them coming over, there's no reason why we can't take them out, is there?
No, there's no reason. None whatsoever.
Except that Joe B. is afraid that they'll drop a whole bunch of emails that'll nail him finally once and for all, I'm sure. The cartels. Now, I know you've been saying for a long time,
right,
that you have a plan. You can take them out in no time. At this point in time, I'm hearing, that they even have more firepower at the border than our military does.
Yeah, no, we've watched them. They're militarized. They have better equipment, vehicles. They have armored vehicles. They use drones. They have helicopters. They have rocket missile capability. With the $13.5 billion they made last year, they've increased that inventory of weapons, electronic capability. So they're a fully militarized force at this time. That's why the Defense Department has to come up with a plan to neutralize them. Take them out 2 o'clock in the morning, they're gone. 7 days, General Boykin, General McInerney, and I could put a plan together. They're out. 7 days, they're gone.
Yeah, it's just and the Mexican... the Mexican government is doing nothing about them either, are they?
Well, no, they're controlled by the cartels.
Wow.
Yeah.
And again,
let's face reality.
Shades of growing up in Boston with the mafia is what this is for me, anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe we enlist the mafia to do some of our work.
You know, I've always...
We'll be more efficient than what we have now.
Yeah, you're the old joke, right? You wouldn't have a $1,600 toilet seat, that's for sure.
We got to have hope, Joe. 2023 is the year of the awakening. America, wake up. It's going to be too late.
I deal at a much smaller level than you do when it comes to government. I'm on a school board, and there's so much. This is the first year I really feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose. Okay, and I know everybody uses that as kind of a joke and what have you, but I really feel that way this year with all the social crap coming our way. But what's ended up happening is now you've got as many parents as you got saying, I want to fight, I want to push back. You've got just as many parents saying, look, I'm done. I'm taking my kids and going to a private school or going to a whatever, or... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to homeschool them because I'm not going to fight.
Yeah, they're not going to take it anymore.
Right, but it doesn't.
Yeah, they're not going to take it anymore. And that's happening all over the country.
Yeah, we've got to find a way to fight back, though. We've got to find a way to strengthen these kids, strengthen these parents.
Just stand up, Joe, and say, no, we're not going to do that. That's how you stand up and be strong. You don't have to take it, America.
No. I agree with you. But do we have the stomach for it? Do we have the stomach for this kind of stuff?
Well, we do in Montana. We do in Idaho. We do in many of the states of the country. But many of the states, they don't have the courage to do it. We have many of the women standing up today. God bless them at the school board meetings. So things are going on throughout the country.
But you just said it was a great observation, and I've been screaming about this. Where are the men? Most of the time, 95% of the time, it's the women that are up there screaming.
Yeah.
Where are your men?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We have them in Montana, I can tell you that. We'll even do it on horseback if we have to.
Which would be a lot more fun anyway. No, seriously, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, and that now you're seeing more and more gun laws across the country. You know, here in California, you know, they passed the law to make sure that some of these shootings don't happen any longer by outlawing 50 calibers in Los Angeles County. And the recent shooting was done with a 50 caliber, so, you know, that's going to fix it, right?
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, we got lots of guns and ammunition in Montana, Joe. We're not worried about anybody.
Anyway, General, I always appreciate it. Take the last minute and tell people about your organization and how they can help you.
Well, Stand Up America. Go to standupamericaus.org. Support us, donate. We're doing great things, as you'll find out on our website, standupamericaus.org. Join that, and we are standing up to everything that's against America, everybody that's against our Constitution. And we are standing strong and tall. And you can find everything you need on our website, including the new movement in the country called Restore America.
I'm hoping that people go there. Get re-energized. Get involved locally. I don't care if it's school board, water board, city council, whatever it takes. Push back, fight back, and then support that person once you see them in there, you know, fighting for you and fighting for your rights. Right, General? God bless. Keep up the good work, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always a pleasure. Now, listen, don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Brad Dake is going to join me in the next hour. You know what? He's got a lot to say. He's got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in a few.